drama here at the Space Cabal Championships. Down by 3,500 in the fourth eon, Flip led her team to a remarkable comeback. It is truly a Cinderella star story here, and...
Flip!
What are you doing? Were you just playing Space Cabal?
No. I was merely engaged in an imaginary role-playing scenario that involves Space Cabal stardom.
Oh, I thought you were pretending to play the game.
That's what I said. I love Space Cabal. It is the second most popular sport in the known universe. After an asteroid car racing, of course.
Of course.
But for me, it is no more than a fantastical notion that I sometimes entertain.
So, it's like a daydream?
That's what I said.
Well, maybe you should get out of the dream and into the game.
Mosey! Please return the ball to me!
Come get it!
Mosey!
Okay, fine. Never mind then. Here's your ball back.
Thank you. I...
Catch!
Whoa! Ah! Oh, no!
Oh! Wow, we really need to work on your ball skills.
Riding through the solar system, our spaceship hit a rock. We crashed down on the nearest planet and waited for a tow truck. It would only take 3,000 years, so we thought we'd look around and learn about this planet from the creatures that we found. And when they speak, they always sing. So we learn from all the animals how to be an Earthling.
Grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Just let me put this bandage on right here.
Ouch!
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to put the sticky part there. It's just so sticky.
It is fine, Mosey. I am fine. I do not require further bandaging.
No, I'm sorry, Flip. I really thought you would just catch it.
Well, I tried, but I missed.
It happens.
I love Space Cabal, but I do not have the basic skill set required to play the game.
Well, Flip, I know this is gonna surprise you, but I gotta be real here. I'm not that good at Space Cabal either.
But what about that shiny holo trophy in your room?
It's a participation award. Everybody got one. I wrote the word champion on it myself.
I should have known. The word champion does not have three P's.
But I do know that you and I don't look like Space Cabal players. We just aren't the type.
Perhaps not, but I am in excellent physical condition.
True, but Space Cabal players usually have at least three arms.
Hello, I have all of these appendages.
Yeah, but they have to be able to jump.
Yes.
And climb. And run. And be really handy with a spatula. And they have to have at least one foot so they can wear the cool shoes.
I love shoes.
But most of all, Flip, they have to be really, really, really tall!
Krasnitz! I am aware of this, Mosey, but sometimes I still dream the dream, even though it is technically impossible.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, there's lots of stuff that I wish I could do, but I'm just not good at.
Really? An example, please.
Well, there's, No, I'm pretty good at that. Oh, there's driving the... Oh, no, I'm awesome at that, too. But, Well, I'm going to have to get back to you on the specifics, but I'm sure there's something.
It is okay, Mosey. I understand that I am not good enough to play Spacekaball, but sometimes I close all of my eyes and imagine the bright starlights and the lunar stadiums and the squeal of the crowd as I smack the Spacekaball with my spatula.
That's a great dream.
But then I remember that I am just small and not good at catching or throwing or spatulating.
Well, maybe not, Flip, but you're awesome just as you are. There are a lot of things that make you special.
But sometimes I wish I was different.
Well, we all feel that way sometimes.
Do you?
Don't change the subject.
Sometimes I wish that I was like everyone else. Taller and older and strong. Sometimes I wish I was good at something other than the few things I've done since the day I was born.
Aw, Flip. Well, that just isn't true, 'cause it's a fact that you are fantastic at cleaning the ship. And you're so good with buttons and scanners and stuff. Walking! Yeah, you rarely trip.
Great.
Look, the truth is that you are such a special sort of a friend one can count on for all kinds of helpful support.
But Mosey, I'm short.
You know what you need?
A few more meters of height and some natural athletic ability.
Well, yes. But also, I was thinking about a trip to Earth to take your mind off things. Maybe one of those beaches with the coconuts and the palm trees.
You mean coconuts and palm trees?
Exactly. One of those really warm, beautiful piles of sand in the middle of a big ocean.
Like a tropical island.
Or that, sure.
This is an excellent idea, Mosey. Let's go!
Now this is what I'm talking about! Where are we, Flip?
We have arrived in the Philippines, Mosey. A group of islands in the Western Pacific Ocean on Earth.
Well, I think this is the perfect place for you to relax and not worry about anything.
You may be correct, Mosey. There isn't much here to concern myself with, except for the epidermal damage caused by the intense rays of light from this star they call a sun.
Okay then. Well, let's just move into the shade. That little, jungle there seems nice and quiet.
Excellent choice, Mosey. We neglected to bring any Starblock lotion.
Oh, okay. This is hot.
Yes. The air is very damp and humid here, Mosey, and the plants are very thick and lush. Watch where you step, Mosey. This is a possible habitat for snakes.
I love snakes, especially chocolate with whipped cream and a cherry. It's one of my favorite things about Earth.
Those are shakes, Mosey. Snakes are the earthling reptilian animals with no arms or legs, remember?
Oh, the danger noodles. Right, I got it. So no ice cream then?
That seems highly unlikely, Mosey. Unless...
Look out below, coming in hot, one side! Yeah! Yikes! Oh, man, did you see that? What a landing! Coming in at full speed, hit the ground, and not a scratch on me. Did you see it?
No, but I felt it.
Oh, I bet. That was intense. Yeah, you gotta clear the runway, man. I can't stop once I'm on full approach.
But are you a snake?
Yes, I am. A tree snake. Paradise tree snake, actually.
Flip, I thought you said that snakes would be on the ground.
Well, so far, that has been mostly true. What were you doing up there?
Hello? Tree snake? Tree? Snake? Tree snake? See?
Yeah, we get it. You were in a tree and you fell on me.
Oh, I did not fall. I never fall. I fly.
Yeah, I do not believe that is accurate.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible, Slim. You can't fly because you don't have wings. Or arms. Or legs. Or, wow, you're pretty much all torso, aren't you? You look like one big tentacle.
Well, I am fascinated to make your acquaintance. My name is Flip.
And I am Mosey.
And we are interstellar travelers who make a travelogue guide for extraterrestrials who might consider visiting this planet and solar system.
What?
We do a show called How to Be an Earthling. It's a guide for space aliens.
Oh, cool! Yeah! You guys definitely don't taste like you're from around here.
Oh, yeah. Well, what do we taste like?
Beef jerky. And, walnuts.
Is that good?
It can be. I am Chrysopelia Paradisi.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Chrysopelia Marmarisi.
Oh, my friends call me Perry.
Yes, Chrysopelia, Perry. We are very much interested in the flying activity you mentioned. How is this possible?
What do you mean?
Well, snakes as a species do not typically fly, and yet you did?
Yes, I know! Impossible, isn't it? And yet, here we are. You saw it with your own eyes. All of them. So many of them. Wow, you have a lot of eyeballs.
Well, I'm not sure I'd call that flying, Perry. I mean, you kind of fell on me.
Mm-mm-mm. I landed on you. There's a difference.
You did come from the sky, but that's not possible. Snakes cannot fly.
But it's totally true. Come with me. I'll prove it to you.
Come with you where?
Up there. The canopy. The tippiest, toppiest part of the trees. The perfect place to leap into the sky and take flight.
I'm out.
What? Mosey, this is an incredible opportunity to see something rare and amazing.
Also dangerous and very high up.
Mosey, this paradise tree snake is about to do an incredible earthling thing. It's going to fly in the sky.
Or just fall to the ground.
Don't you want to witness it?
Oh, sure I do. I just like being an on-the-ground-where-it's-safe witness.
Well, okay. I will go by myself, then, I suppose. I will fly solo.
Oh, you're gonna fly too? Great idea! This will be fun, let's go!
No, I didn't actually mean that. It's just an expression.
Come on, this is gonna be great!
Earthling metaphors are so confusing.
Flip, wait, you don't have to do this.
But I want to, Mosey. I know it will be hard and scary, but I still want to do it, okay?
Well, okay. But I'll be right here waiting for you. Call out if you get stuck.
I will be fine, Mosey.
And always grab on with at least two tentacles before you... Or just do that, okay? Yeah, oh, good. You got this. That's an interesting choice. Okay, I support that. No, what are you... Wait.
This is not as easy as it looks.
Yeah, going up always takes longer than going down, but it's so exciting, isn't it? I never get tired of flying.
But I still do not understand how that can be possible. Snakes do not fly.
It's hard to believe, I know. I could have just stayed down below like other snakes, but instead, I'm up here. And it's not just me. There are actually five different kinds of flying snakes.
Really? That is incredible.
Yeah. Tabby, Brodo, Chris, the other Chris, and me. I love to fly. It's what I was born to do.
But it seems impossible.
I'll tell you what's impossible. Being in a tree with a space alien with a lot of eyeballs. So many eyeballs. So many.
Yeah, you're staring.
Sorry,
Flip, how's it going up there? Are you okay?
I'm fine, Mosey!
Are you almost at the top?
Are we?
Not really.
Almost! Is this impossible?
What?
This feels impossible.
No! You're thinking about this all wrong! Let me tell you, Flip.
Yeah.
Everything's possible. There is no line that's uncrossable. There is no problem unsolvable. Any obstacle is overcomable. With resolve, and it's not anatomical. But we will fly, it's not optional. We will perform aeronautical miracles, though they're improbable. We're methodical.
All I can see are these leaves.
Just a little higher.
As we climb up this tree.
Come on, Flip.
Hard to believe what I see.
Oh, isn't this great?
Don't look down. This is impossible.
Nothing's impossible. When I was a kid snake, every single daybreak, I would set my little eyes up to the sky. I don't know why, but I knew that I could fly. No one told me otherwise, and I went from a wee bottom feeder to be a species-wide leader. I'll fly a whole 100 meters. We just have to climb this tree, and I'll show you it's possible. There is no line that's uncrossable. There is no problem unsolvable. Any obstacle is overcomable with resolve, and it's not anatomical. But we will fly, it's not obstacle.
But theoretically, he is correct. And if he does it all the time and he survives, then it must be survivable. So, logically speaking, then...
Nothing's impossible. There is no line that's impossible. There is no problem unsolvable. Any obstacle is overcomable. With resolve, it's not anatomical. But we will fly, it's not optional. We will perform it. Just a little further.
How about now? Are we there yet?
Almost. Just keep going.
Yeah.
We're almost there.
Flip and Mosey will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups. It's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd. But we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to Earth.
Oh, man, I knew this was a bad idea. Well, how was Flip going to climb that giant tree with her tiny little... Whoa, that was pretty impressive. Flip! You have to use all three tentacles to reach that Oh, yeah, good. Just like that. Good. Now you need a balance, which I know is hard for you, but you... Wow! Good job, Flip. Now you need...
Mosey! Would you please stop backseat climbing? I'll be fine!
Okay, sorry. You're right. You'll be fine. And I'll just be down here worrying my butts off.
Are we there yet?
We'll get there when we get there. Which is right now.
We have reached a substantial altitude here. This is quite high.
I know. I've never climbed up all the way here before.
So, what do we do now?
Now, we fly. But I need you to throw me.
Throw you?
Yeah, I need a boost. See, usually tree snakes leap into the air and glide from tree to tree, but if we launch from up here and you give me a push, I think I can make it to the next tree over. All I need is you to give me a boost.
Flip, is everything okay?
Everything is fine, Mosey. Perry is just about to fly.
Are you sure he's not going to fall to the ground? He doesn't have any wings.
I don't need wings. I'm a tree snake. I undulate in flight.
He doesn't require wings, Mosey. He flies through undulation.
Well, of course he does, Flip. I don't know what that means.
I undulate. It's how snakes move. I swim through the air.
And that works?
Yes. Okay, so here we go. Count of three and you throw me in that direction. One, two, three, go.
Now?
Yes, now. Go, go. Launch me into the air.
Oh, no. Perry is falling. Oh, he's flying. Great Garflings. He can actually fly. Cliff, he's flying.
I see, Mosey. The process is more like gliding than actually flying, but it's incredibly impressive. I believe he covered a 70-foot distance to that tree over there.
Oh, yeah. Not bad for a guy with no wings. Am I right?
What? Okay, so can you come down now, Flip? I feel weird leaning back to look up so high. I don't really have a neck, remember?
Good idea. It's now your turn to fly, Eyeballs.
What?
What?
Come on, you can do it. Just jump and undulate. Swim through the air.
I don't think this is a good idea, Flip.
It doesn't seem like it. It seems impossible. But somehow this snake has done the impossible. So, logically, by transitive properties, I should also be able to fly.
I don't know what that means, but I don't like where you're going with this.
I'll do it! I will fly!
Wait, what?
One, two, three!
That's it! Now undulate! Undulate!
What does that mean?
Swim across the sky!
I'm undulating! I'm doing it! I'm flying! I'm falling!
Ah! I got you! I got you! I got...
I'm okay! I guess I did not fly after all, but luckily I landed on something soft and squishy.
That would be me. Why does this keep happening to me?
Are you okay, Mosey?
I think so. If I had bones, they'd probably all be broken by now. But I'm okay.
Oh, thank you for catching me. That was very brave of you.
Brave? Hey, I'm not the one who jumped out of a giant tree.
I did, didn't I? Sadly, I was unable to undulate or swim through the air. Or fly at all. I just fell.
Yeah, but you looked good falling. And I was impressed watching you climb. You had all of those basketball moves down.
Really?
Incoming! Yeah!
Seriously, why is this keep happening to me?
Well, Flip, wasn't that great?
Great? I didn't fly at all.
But it was exciting, though, right?
Terrifying might be another way to say it. But don't worry about not being able to fly, Flip. It's just not what you were built to do.
But neither is a snake, Mosey, and yet he finds a way to do it.
That's exactly the trick. You find a way to do what you need to do with what you have. I didn't have wings, so I have to slither through the air and ride on the breeze.
Like an earth kite or a sail?
Kind of, except I gotta wiggle. You see, it's all in the wiggle. It's not exactly flying, but to me, it's paradise.
Paradise? Ha! I see what you did there.
What is paradise? Well, if you ask me, I've made up my mind. When I look out from upon a tree and feel the breeze behind me, yeah. And no matter what I look like, I will not let it define what I can do.
A flying snake? I think that's true.
You see, paradise for a tree snake doesn't take a special trait. No, we never let our limitations ever dictate our fate. You know I call it flying, you may call it undulating. Well, you can think I'm falling all you want. At least I'm falling sideways. Ooh. I get to do things my way. You know I call the shots when I'm taking it skyway. It may look like I'm falling.
but at least I'm falling sideways.
Harry, that is such a great observation. I'm so glad we met you. You see, basketball was my lifetime passion since I was just a pawn.
Do you mean basketball?
But I always thought I couldn't play with this little tiny bud.
Oh,
but Flip, I hope you see all you needed was to give yourself the nod.
I do.
And you can get up off the bench and go start playing.
That's right.
Oh.
Knowing what you really want. I don't really want to fly. I don't wish I was a bird or a butterfly. I just want to soar across the sky and feel the wind on my scales. So I find a way to do that.
See, Flip, you can do anything you put your mind to.
Except fly.
Right.
And swim through the air.
Yeah, well, that is,
And be a professional athlete.
Okay, you're just messing with me, aren't you?
And get you to clean up your sleep pod.
Hey, I my sleep pod.
And get the last word in when we have a conversation.
Now that's not true, Flip, because oh, I see what you did there. Very clever.
So, you want to go up again?
It's all or nothing time here, folks. The greatest basketball season in galactic history comes down to these 3,000 final nanoseconds. Yeah.
So that's another Earthling adventure in the books. Today we traveled to the Philippine Islands and met a paradise tree snake that actually flies.
And Flip has the ball and the spatula.
Well, technically the snake glides, but it can travel like 70 feet in the air.
Flip makes her move to the goal.
And it's cool to know that sometimes you can find a way to do something you love, even if it seems impossible. Like Flip playing spaceball.
Flip looks left, fakes right, looks left again, pirouettes, does a reverse lunge, triple somersault, solves the P versus NP equations while disproving the Riemann hypothesis.
Wow, you've gotten really good at this, Flip.
Thank you. I've been practicing.
But don't dunk on me, okay?
Hey, the clock is winding down.
Flip.
She breaks away.
Don't you dunk on me.
She shoots.
Don't you dunk. On me.
I am sorry, Mosey. I have landed on you again.
Really? Why does this keep happening to me?
Perhaps it is just because you are always there, especially for your friends.
Well, that is true. Okay, my turn. Ha! Mosey steals the ball. The crowd goes wild as he makes his move. Ha! No one can stop him. He's magic with a spatula and a wizard with the ball. He shoots.
Thank you for joining us today. Tune in again next time as we learn more about how to be an Earthling.
Oh, Mosey scores again. He is the greatest champion ever. He deserves so much more than a participation trophy. So much more! He's a champion with 5 P's!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Well, thank you, Earthlings, for joining us for this guide to how to be an Earthling.
We hope we helped you discover something new about your incredible home planet.
And if there's one thing we've discovered, is that your planet is big. You got land, sky, and ocean? Sure, that is way too much for any two intergalactic travel guides to cover on our own.
So that is where you come in.
We need your help. We can't do this on our own. I need me time.
What Mosey is trying to say is that we need your contributions to our Earth Guide. If you happen to notice or learn something interesting or unusual about an Earthling species on your planet, please share it with us.
You can call us on the Selly Telly Ring-a-Ding-Dingy at 1-833-4-FLIPMO. That's 1-833-4-FLIPMO. Write that down.
Your field reports may be used on an upcoming Earthlings travel pod.
That's 1-833-4-FLIPMO. Just like our names.
Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling is a Tinkercast original production. And all of the original songs you heard in this episode were written and arranged by Jason Rabinowitz and the Pop-Ups.
How to Be an Earthling is written by Kenny Curtis and Thomas Van Kalken. Written by... What does that mean?
That means they put the words in our mouths, Mosey.
Oh, okay.
Our masterminds of original sound design are Jason Rabinowitz, Ed Rosenberg III, with help from our senior production director, Jed Anderson.
Our show is edited by Jacob Stein, with additional production assistance from Henry Moskal.
Our executive producers are Guy Raz, Mindy Thomas, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer.
A tip of the tentacles to the rest of the Earthling team, including Jessica Bodie, Natasha Crandall, Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Leifer, and Joaquin Friedman.
And special thanks to the actors you heard in this episode, including...
Jack Foreman.
And our Earthling alter egos, Courtney Shaw.
And David Ryan Smith. I ate him, and his voice comes through me.
Grown-up Earthlings, you can follow us online at EarthlingPod.
Our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
And finally, thanks to you for listening. Without you and your planet, we'd probably be in some remote galaxy screaming into the void of a black hole.
But now we're screaming in your ears. Ha! And might I say, those are very oddly shaped appendages.
Mosey!
Until next time...
Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.